Jesus, who came down from heaven, became the Son of Mary, dwelt in the womb of the Blessed Virgin, became flesh of her flesh and bone of her bone, born from her truly virginally, has longed to dwell with men. And God made a tabernacle in Our Lady that was worthy of his presence. But God came to Our Lady in this way so that he could come to all of us in the way that we are about to receive him and become his tabernacles. The apostles couldn't fully appreciate at that time what our Lord was telling them. Anyone who loves me will be true to my word, and my Father will love him and will come to him and make our dwelling place with him. He who does not love me does not keep my words. Of course, we are called to hear the word of Jesus, the word of God, his commandments, and put them into practice, be faithful to the commandments, to the moral code that he has revealed to us. But our Lord has come to dwell with us, and it's through that indwelling that all of that is possible. The cause of our hope and joy is within us through grace, and most especially through the Eucharist as we celebrate these sacred mysteries. We sometimes forget these things, as the apostles forgot many things that our Lord told them during his lifetime, and that's why at the end of this passage, he says, "This much I have told you while I was still with you. The Paraclete, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will instruct you in everything and remind you of all that I told you." And when our Lord rose from the dead, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." He promised them before he ascended into heaven that the Holy Spirit would come. And indeed, the Holy Spirit did come and reminded them from within all the things that our Lord had already placed there. At our baptism, the Holy Spirit is the first gift of God. Holy Spirit is the soul of our souls. It is the life that is within us. He is the life that is within us, making us the child of the Father and the brother of Jesus, and the children also of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And that grace is strengthened within us when we receive confirmation, and helps us to reaffirm and confirm in the choices that we make the gift that God has given us. So as we prepare to receive our Lord in the Eucharist, as we do every day, we remember the promises that our Lord has made us, and affirm our hope and our confidence in God's grace, and beg our Lord and the Blessed Virgin, especially as we approach the altar, to make our hearts truly worthy of being the dwelling place of the Lord. Our Lord has desired, with a tremendous desire, to dwell with us. But he tells us that it's only if we keep our commandments that we become the place where he dwells. So let us be as worthy as we possibly can, and we can never find a better way to do that than to turn to Our Lady and ask her to purify our hearts. But again, that relationship with Our Lady, her coming to dwell with us, depends upon our sincerity. If we turn to Our Lady and say we want to be better Christians, want to be better followers of Christ, we have to mean what we say. Our consecration to the Blessed Mother is just words. It places us in a state of consecration, and that's something that we have to make real in the very real choices that we make every day. And part of that is a continual and unrelenting commitment to doing penance for our sins and a desire to be more pleasing to the Lord. Our Lord deserves to live in a place that is worthy of him. He made his mother worthy of him. May she also make us worthy of him.